all this time since I had my stroke, I feel the friend of God all over me. I was afraid to get on the ground and pray like I used to, but I was afraid I couldn't get back up. But Saturday, the Lord told me to go to the gym. It was by him. He says, I want you to go by the treadmill now. And I've stayed off those things because about a couple of minutes, I'm just messed up really bad. I went 10 minutes and I was just felt better and better and better. And the Lord, when I got home, the Lord said, now I want you to start getting on your knees and praying like the old days because something's going to happen. He said, I'm going to stir the works of heaven. Father, I'm going to come and set the machine, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a mighty Hakamasoto, the anointing that will break the yoke, to set the captive free. Oh, Lord, move upon us in a mighty way. Direct, come in our hearts. Speak to us today. Oh, Lord, we need thy help. We need thy guidance. The world out there, those that love you out there, this word goes, they need this. They need that expression of your power, of your blessing. And Father, I pray that you'll move mightily on your people this day in Jesus' name. As I got down, when I got home, the Lord spoke to my heart, said, I want you to get down and start praying on your knees. And I did. God's glory started coming down. God's here to uplift the church. He's up here to move people up to a higher schedule, a higher setting. And one of the things that the Lord really wanted to get instilled in people's hearts is our senses. Blindness is the opposite of sense. When you're blinded, you don't feel nothing. You're in darkness. But senses is the opposite of blindness. And as Christians, we need to have our senses sharpened. There's only one move that'll do that is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the only one. It starts you from a low level. The sky is not, there's no limit. You grow in the Kamashita of glory, God, that you be on fire. The Spirit of God will move mightily. Oh, Kamashita of glory, God, that our senses might have that feeling of God. See, he takes us as a human being, and if we submit to him, he takes us and re-establishes like an old house. It's a wreck. And he starts reworking it, remodeling it. And pretty soon, it's a lavish building. And he does the same in our lives. With that expression of senses is something we sense the things that God wants for us. Our senses is sharpened by getting deeper in the Lord. And senses is lessened by compromise. Anytime you compromise, your senses lessens. Every time you go down and pray, Kamashina, and pray in the Spirit, it increases. And every time you go backwards, it decreases. And so that, there's a lot of these people right now, it's in the seesaw. It's an up and down. It's an up and down stage. It's no really power, and it's up and down. Well, those type of people are going to have no, it may help them, but it's no benefit to someone else. Because our senses have to be motivated by the Spirit of God. They bring you into a channel that's very bigger than CBS. It's bigger than any broadcasting. It's heaven comes into your heart. The King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, comes right down here and sits with you right in this room that you are now. And he's there by your side and says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. His eyes are the righteous, his ears open to cry, but God of Akana, the glory of God is impossible. Who come a see that you know he is greater than what you see. And that's what all Christians have to learn. What we see is natural. What we don't see is spiritual. And so he brings us in the realm that we see beyond what we see in the normal. And that endeavor of God's glory, he starts showing us the kingdom, his glory, and he motivates us to place that we're on a higher plateau than we was when we were back in the mully grubs. When we was back, I feel the glory of God. When we was the old man, when we had no hope, we had no strength, we had anger, we had troubles in our life. But God came down with the gift of God, Jesus Christ, God's Son, and filled us, thrilled us with the glory of God. He washed us, regenerated us, that we was acceptable for the power of the Holy One. that we can be baptized from heaven by the baptism of the Holy Ghost and have a supernatural encounter with God that affects where we are, affects those around about us. No one has to know, but they know we've been with the King. We don't have to show it off and be a bragger, but they just know you've been with the King of Kings because your spirit is different. It's not the same as the old man. It's a new plateau. It's a time, a kingdom that's better. And God wishes this to happen as it was in the day of Acts. But the churches have been out of sleep. They had that birth into them, but they did not go on into it. See, God says we must go in or in that we might be not blamed. You know, Jacob and Esau was two brothers in the Old Testament, the offspring of Isaac. And then Isaac had Jacob and Esau. And they were twin boys, but God loved Jacob. But look at what Jacob was. Jacob's like we are. You know, he was mischievous. He wanted to... He wanted to take the blessing from his brother. He wanted, and I can see it. But God seen the heart. And I have to say, last night, God told me, he says, you know, and I've been for quite so while, he says, why would you pick me, Lord? Lord wouldn't even really tell me. I said, you know, I'm not the best person. I don't have nothing. I don't really have nothing to offer. He said, your heart. I've seen your heart all your life. Your horse. God wants to get our heart on Him. We have that love, that affection, that supernatural calling, that the blessing that births the kingdom, that births salvation, that births the power of God to be manufactured by the Spirit of God in a supernatural way, by us birthing it into existence, by our position that we hold from our Father, to the King of Kings, because we have the authority in His establishment, and He's established us to work in His authority, because just like a policeman, in himself he has no power, but with that badge upon him, whoever the government that he works for, he has the power to arrest, to do the things he couldn't do without it. The man in himself is limited, but with that badge, he's got all power. But multiply that a trillion times, that's the way it is with God. God bursts that in and manufactured over and over and over. It's higher. As we decrease, God increases. As we decrease, God increases. But we start increasing again, then He decreases. The two won't mix. So we find ourselves, we're in a life that needs a lot of changing. Like Peter, and we're alive the same way, and we're all truthful. There's some things that God had to really give us the heart of God. There's a lot of difference when we was the old man. The old man, he did like Esau and Jacob. Jacob became God's man. But Esau hated Jacob. He despised him. And I thought about the churches I went to, didn't want no move of the Spirit. You come down in the morning and just see the glory of God. And then someone come down and sit by you. And I said, and they even said this, we don't want you to say nothing this morning. I said, you guys, I just sort of laughed at them. But they meant business. And that's sad when our churches, if someone comes here, I've known another fat case. He came in a Sunday school class. And he was my friend. He went to Sunday school class and they threw him out. Because he loved the Lord. He was full of the Spirit. That's sad. When our emotions start telling us what to do because of someone is, and I guarantee you have the Holy Ghost, you are a little emotional because the Spirit makes you that way. But you're a true one. You're not out there saying your own thing, but you're saying what God would move through you to say. But these ones that are anti come against us. And so far, they've won. Romans, the first chapter, the Lord told me this morning, that first chapter of Romans is more to America. When you read that first chapter of Romans, it's about America. America has its first, it was that time, he says, that we knew God. America was a place that was respected. A country that prayed. A country that had abstained high moral efforts. efforts of doing the right thing, praying, seeking God, and against homosexuals, against these lawbreakers. They were against that. They felt that these two things will need to be least controlled to where we can have a free land. And many men fought for it, women fought for it, because we believe that it's the land of the free and the brave. But through that, we've lost it. The Lord spoke to me this morning, and He said, America is going to go through some troublesome times, because we have known what it means to have things right. And when we go against God, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made by the eternal powers of Godhead, so that they are without an excuse. God made it where there's no excuse for if we come again. Because that when they knew God, and I believe America did know God, I'm just saying it's a package, but we've pretty much signed the whole, there's a lot of good people, but there's a lot that's bad too. They glorified Him not as God. They glorified Him not as God. Neither were they thankful. And I see that every place I go. There is no welcoming of the gracious Holy Ghost. They don't have that coming out. Oh, we don't have it. We believe it. We don't have it. We don't demonstrate it because it gets us in trouble. Neither were they thankful because of their vain imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Now this darkened, their senses was removed, and they no longer felt anything bad about even a murderer or people thievery. I mean, that's better than these people like, because they think that we're more the troublemakers anymore. And before long, it's going to be, laws are going to come into effect if we don't get out of here before. It's going to try to do the people that want to do right in, because it's not the popular way. It's the different way. Even in all the effects where we see God move in a mighty way, they have through the effects of the evil one, they adapted into, they're taking on that place from the other side. Because the devil is so powerful in this last hour, the churches, there's going to be people that come into the church, and they'll be actually full of the devil, will have power. It's going to come to pass. And we need to be prepared, because God, what we need to be prepared for and praying, Lord, come quickly. Come, Lord, come, because we need that new, we don't want to live here no longer. We want to go to that place of higher standards, of higher, a place of holy living. And we're not going to find it down here, because there's a washing away from the Word. It says washing by the Word, but it's a washing away from the Word. It's like they don't want any part of it. Now, I heard our president even sort of said that. And this is terrible. And God hurts the heart of God. God has stayed with us. God has been with us through the time. But the Revelation talks about Babylon. It talks about a day when there's going to be troubles. And America's going to find herself very shortly in a place. And I pray that the people of God will be out of here before that day. The Bible says in 24, less than our, we'd be out there because that day comes upon us. We need to be prepared, be ready, but we need to prepare. Said, Lord, I know that it's near me. You see the problem is down here. It's because the circumstances come to place that the Antichrist is coming in to place of not just existence, but in full power. He's coming to do damage against the things of God. He wants to blacken everything that God has. But we need to be out of here at that time, because it's going to be hellish, but it's going to be a hellish time. It's going to be a time of great troubles. And Daniel says a time it's never been. A time of destruction, a time of, there's going to be problems, there's going to be diseases, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be tidal waves, there's going to be bloodshed, there's going to be all kinds of, there's going to be all kinds of total things that's going to pull us from, if we're here, then it'll even deafen us, because we'll just listen, look at these things, has a way of pulling us out of the center of God's will. We can't keep our mind off on Him, because it's going to be such tragic things happen. For that reason, God has to take us out of here before. Because when that day happens, it'll be so bad that we're, our minds are not capable of handling what we're facing, and we're going to have our senses actually be lessened. God will not allow it that day to happen. I believe He's coming back very soon, and we need to be prepared, because He had come before this day, this week, this month, this year is out. He can come. We need to be prepared out there. Out there in the world, you need to be prepared. You need to be ready for that exit that's going to come out of this old land and going into a new land where there's eternal hope, eternal glory, and you're going to a supernatural place, and this place that you once loved, it's not going to be very good in very long anyway. It's going to be a gory place. It's going to be a lot of starvation. There's going to be a lot of troubles. A lot of people are going to see death. It's a problem. People's going to see trouble sometimes. But I don't see the place of the church at all here. I see the church has to be, it has to be exiting out, because the Bible tells us, there's a few places in the Bible that said that we must leave when these things come to pass. And I believe it's time for the church to prepare for heaven. It's time for the church, not the babies don't see it, but I see it. And it's a time when God says, my children, come. I'm make ready, because I'm coming back to the Father's glory. Be ready, my people. Be wise. Be holy. Look to me, and I shall bless thee. Call upon me, and I'll answer thee. Come, my people. Come. Come. My arms are out open to you this day. Come. And I have an everlasting love, because I wish to love thee through eternity. And if I shall miss out, I will not be able to hold thee in eternity, because thou will be at a different place. Come, my people, search for me, diligently seek for me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me, and I'll bless thee. I say, I'm coming in the last days. I'm coming. This is the last days. It's a day of big troubles. It's a day of heartaches. People cannot keep covenants. How my people, many are divorced. Many have not kept covenants even in the ranks of my soldiers, my ones that were once knew me. They have different partners. They don't keep covenant. And I say, this is breaking through the land this day. Many don't want to have that covenant of husband and wife. They're just living together. They're sin, sin, sin. Every place you look, it's sin. It's sin city. It's sin America. It's sin. Wherever place you look, troublesome times are here. A day of not prosperity, a day of terribleness, a day of heartaches, a day when you cannot feel the Spirit. And that's time to exit when you cannot feel the Spirit of God. There's going to be very few that's going to feel my Spirit. Call, seek me. Seek me out there this day, and you shall surely find me. Call, and I'll bless thee. I say, my people, arise this day. It's your life. It's your life. Come, seek me. For I love thee, my ones. I paid in full that thou might have. I shall give my angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I shall give thee the comfort of the comforter. I am the God of all comfort. I give comfort to those. The opposite is going to be in power very soon. And I say, when he's in, he's ruthless. He's devilish. He's mean. He's all troubles. And his power is about to begin. Seek me. Love me, and I'll bless thee. For I love thee, my ones. Come, seek me this day, and I shall enrich thy life, that thou might be a blessing before I take thee home. For I have not slacked, saith the Lord, concerning my promises. As some men count slackness, but I'm long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I am the God of love. I'm the God of forgiveness. I'm the God of honor. I'm the God of truth. I am the God that heals thee. And I shall heal thy life this day to help thee, that thou might become an overcomer, that thou would be acceptable in that hour. For after this day, there's many of thee that is sickly, spiritually. And if thou shalt believe this day, I shall heal thee, and I shall give thee a way that thou will be with me for eternity forever. Because I'm not going to require as much from thee this day as I am for these that speak it. For the one that spoke, he has to be I require more of him. For out in the day, there's many of thee that I'm going to let give thee a passage, if thou can believe. Because I shall receive thee and believe it and keep it to that day. Look for me, and I shall restore thee at that day. And I'll give thee that day of a blessing. For I'm coming as like the thief on the cross. At that time, he's with me in paradise. And I've given that fast birth right now. We're a time of thanksgiving, and I want to give a gift of offering to my people that they can come this day that truly have lived in sin, lived in troubles, and troublesome times, and they don't even know the way. But if you shall believe this day and call upon me, yea, I will keep thee, and I'll accept thee this day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. Father, thank you for this word. Father Clint, would you just pray for this word?
Lord, thank you for this word. Grant that it shall come to those who have ears to hear. Oh, thank you, Lord, for bringing those with ears to hear this word in Jesus' name. It's touched me. Thank you, Father. Amen.